Pan Am Games are coming to town 100 days away from today. Is that correct?
Yep.
It's a 100-day countdown.
Yeah.
See there? Joining us on the telephone to discuss, Canadian Football Hall of Famer, all-around nice guy. It's on his card. And now the QB of the Pan Am Games, Mr. Michael Pinball Clemens. Good morning.
Dr. Dean.
How are you, man?
I'm great, man. This is my chance to talk to you on set. The radio, the Fan 590.
Yeah, not bad. I've talked to you a million times, and we always have a good time, but it's usually somewhere else, which shall go nameless.
indeed. But how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you been?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. George is with you?
Yes, he's sitting right to my left here. He's wearing the same hat he's been wearing for the past 3 months.
It's broken in like a catcher's mitt.
Efficiency.
Hey, what have you been up to?
You know what? What I've been up to right now is the quarterback of the Pan Am Games. I was listening this morning. You know, I listened to you. And you asked, what is a quarterback for the Pan Am Games? So what it is one of the most vital parts of the game are the volunteers. We needed over 23,000 volunteers to service the games. It's a tremendous landscape because you got so many venues from Oshawa to Welland, 10 new venues, 15 venues that have been refurbished, and with that we needed so many volunteers, and so we put the call out, and I've been working with the volunteers. If it's any indication of how successful these games are going to be, we needed 23,000. We have almost 60,000 volunteers who have registered.
You're kidding.
Wow.
It's just amazing. So I feel like I got the best team in all the games.
So what kind of volunteers? Like, are people volunteering to sell tickets? Are they volunteering to referee handball? What are they doing?
So the volunteers are all doing just about anything you can imagine, except for the two things you mentioned there. So they won't be refereeing. Of course, they'll have professional referees, and they have a sales team that's formal that is in the office. But they will be doing just about everything else. They'll be working at all the venues.
I volunteer?
Absolutely.
What if someone like me? Where would I volunteer? Where would you put me?
So that we have specialized volunteers, right? And so we have leaders and people with very specific training. And so for you, I think you would be a great encouragement to anyone who has just lost a game.
Oh, they need encouragers?
Yes.
You know what I'd do, though? You know what I'd do? As soon as they like, I see that coming a mile away.
And that's why I mentioned that.
could I volunteer for women's high diving?
I think you would be a great volunteer at this. would you volunteer to ask people to buy tickets every day for the next month on the show?
Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'll do that for you. Yeah,
so,
buy tickets to the Pan Am Games.
And not just the Pan Am, but the Parapan. I think that the games will be a tremendous success.
People lose sight of the Pan Am is one that is a beast, but people lose sight of the Parapan Am Games too, which come right after that, which are just as exciting, if not more.
These athletes are elite athletes, right? And so I would really love to see us not only come out and support the Pan Am Games, but the Parapan is really big. So the Parapan Am Game tickets are on sale right now. On April 16th, the Pan Am Games go on sale again.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get tickets for? Is it Toronto2015.org?
Yeah, to2015.org. That's it. Very simple.
And
2015.
And you know what? There's events like every George. You were going. There's events everywhere, and a little something for everyone. If for the bowler in your family, there's bowling.
Right.
For the horse lover, there's equestrian stuff.
Yeah. There's weightlifting.
I did tell you that I was listening to you this morning, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I heard that you're kind of some of the sports, and are they really sports?
Yeah.
And I believe sport at its best has. it combines the mental and the physical, right? Yeah. All this often talked about that, you know, the toughest position to play in sport is being a quarterback. And
yeah.
we think of the Bradys and the Mannings. Neither of those guys physically are extremely physically gifted, except for having great arms,
yeah.
right? But it's that combining physically what they can do with mentally what they do. And we find some games a little bit more challenging physically and others mentally. When we talk about these games, these games are qualifiers. 16 events are qualifiers for the Olympics. And so you're going to see the best of the best. And you know, it's fun to talk about whether ping pong, you know, is a sport or not. It's
table tennis, pinball.
Yeah. So I still call it ping pong.
Me too. I argue with them all the time.
Yeah, and I'm a table tennis fan, and when you see these guys play, right, it's one thing to sort of say, oh, you know, to argue it, but you get on a table with them, and you all of a sudden you realize, okay, there is a difference between a professional and an amateur. So it is something for everybody, as you mentioned, and so plan. Make sure you plan early, because once it gets here, you're going to have all these things. You say, oh, this and that. And there are going to be some, you know, superstar names. I think there'll be some that will be on our Canadian Olympic basketball team. And Grievous Vasquez will be playing for Venezuela. He'll be going against us.
Yep.
And so there'll be some of those big names. So plan early. You need to make a plan, because the landscape mm-hmm. is large, and you're going to think that, oh, I can do this and this in the same day. And you're going to find out that maybe you can't do those two in the same day. So make a plan so you get the whole experience, because this is not likely to happen again in our lifetime.
Thank you, Mr. Michael Pinball Clemens, QB for Toronto 15. Go to TO 2015 Pan Am Games. Appreciate your time. Thanks, brother. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, Dr. Dean. Appreciate it. And I got 30 seconds?
Sure.
35-day cultural festival. There's going to be free events. There'll be their concerts. They're going to be a pretty fantastic list. Nathan Phillips Square exhibition. So it's not just sport. It's actually those cultural arts opportunities that are going to be there as well. Okay. Thank you for letting me get.
Dude, anytime. Sorry, I apologize, but yeah, absolutely, it's going to be a lot of fun. And as always, appreciate your light life, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dr. Dean.